qualifying the title. Title companies in Texas perform many functions in a transaction, including title examination, escrow services, transaction closing, and the closing of a loan. When buyers purchase a property, they want to be reasonably certain that they are getting good title to a property. Lenders have a title concern as well because of the substantial sum that is being borrowed from them. What is title, and what constitutes good title? Many products routinely bought and sold are conveyed by the passing of a title in the form of a written document. Trucks, cars, boats, and even outboard motors come with a recordable title in Texas. This physical document is evidence of ownership, and that ownership is transferred by signing the title and passing it to the new owner. Some states have a title process known as the Torrens system. Under the Torrens system, a property owner obtains a certificate, much like an automobile title, that is recorded in the public records. Texas does not use the Torrens system. In Texas, a purchaser of real estate does not receive a physical title. Evidence of title. Ownership of real estate in Texas is determined by an examination of the public records, which is done by either an attorney or a title company. Real property records are recorded in the county clerk's office of the county in which the land is located. Title companies maintain their own database of transactions within the county that is organized in a manner that makes title examination far more efficient than searching records in the county clerk's office. This database of county records is known as an abstract plant. Title to real property is not a new concept. Under European legal traditions, all land was owned by the nobility. In the 1600s, the nobility began transferring ownership of real estate to commoners, which heralded the beginning of the end of the feudal system. Because the nobility was in fact the government, the progression of ownership is said to begin when the government first conveyed the land. The government is the original owner of all land and is referred to as the sovereignty of the soil. Title to a parcel of land generally begins with the sovereignty of the soil and progresses through many transactions and conveyances by deeds, wills, intestate succession, condemnation, and others. Easements, restrictions, leases, and mortgages are also a part of the title history of a parcel of land. The European legal concept of the sovereignty of the soil was carried to colonial America. Throughout the United States, the sovereignty of the soil of every state, except Texas, in the country, is the United States government. Texas is unique among the states because it retained its public lands according to the Treaty of Annexation of the Republic of Texas by the United States government. When the title history of a parcel of land has been researched back to the original conveyance by the government, the history is said to go back to the sovereignty of the soil. The original conveyance of land by the sovereign is usually done with a document known as a patent. A patent transfers ownership from the government to an individual and looks much like a deed. Historically, when one was interested in acquiring title, he or she would ask an attorney or abstractor to do a title search. This is an investigation of all the documents that have been recorded relating to a property. This search would result in an abstract of title. An abstract of title is a complete history of the title of a piece of property that includes deeds, easements, liens, foreclosures, wills, marriages, deaths, life estates, fee simple estates, and anything else that may have ever been recorded about a property. This abstract was then given to an attorney. The attorney would read it and write up an attorney's opinion of title, which is an opinion regarding the state of the title and its ability to be transferred. Another document that would be prepared was a chain of title. The chain of title is a history or list of all recorded owners all the way back to the sovereignty of the soil. This means all owners since title of the property was first transferred from the government to an individual. The point of the chain of title was to ensure that there were no missing links or breaks in the chain. A break would create a cloud on the title. If the attorney declared the title marketable or merchantable, able to be conveyed, the sale would proceed. The attorney's opinion of title is still in use in many transactions, but it does not provide any guarantees. The best way to ensure that the grantor has good marketable title is to get a general warranty deed from the grantor. In addition, the grantee may purchase or have the grantor provide title insurance. Title insurance is an insurance policy that protects the insured against a loss resulting from defects of title to a specifically described parcel of real property. Defects may run to the fee, chain of title, or to encumbrances. Following the abstract of title and the attorney's opinion, a title company issues a title commitment, which is a statement of the condition of title at a moment of time. It obligates the title company to issue a policy of insurance after any curative requirements have been met. Title policy coverage. The title company will open a file, open title, upon receipt of a contract. It is imperative that the contract is delivered to the title company promptly after all parties have signed. The title company will begin the title examination to prepare a title commitment. A title examination is research that is done by the examiner, who will look at the title history of the property described in the contract. The examination process includes building a chain of title, which is a chronological list of owners in the title history of a property. This history will include past conveyances, most often by deed or will. He will determine the ownership of the surface and mineral estate, the existence of oil and gas leases, recorded rights of way, and any unreleased encumbrances such as liens and judgments. If, after issuing a title insurance policy, someone claims an interest in the purchaser's property, a title company will defend the title in court and pay for any actual loss under these circumstances. A lien is filed against the title because a previous owner failed to pay, a mortgage or deed of trust, a judgment, tax, or special assessment, a charge by a property owners or condominium association. A lien is filed on the property for labor and materials furnished by a contractor without the purchaser's consent. Generally, the policy protects the purchaser if they buy a house already built, but not if the purchaser owns the land and contracts with a builder to build a home. There are other liens or claims that are not listed in the policy exceptions. Leases, contracts, or options that were not recorded in the public records and disclosed to the purchaser. The title policy failed to disclose legal restrictions on how the property can be used. There is an easement that is not in public records and that the purchaser does not know about. The title policy assures the purchaser a legal right of access to the property. Someone did not properly sign a document in the chain of title, or a notary public made an error on the document, made an error in recording the document at the county clerk's office, or failed to deliver the deed according to statutory requirements. A deed or other document in the chain of title is invalid as a result of forgery, fraud against the rightful owner, a signature given under force, or a signature given by a person legally incompetent to sign or claiming to be someone else. An additional service provided by title companies is the handling of escrow. Buyers typically offer earnest money that is held by the title company. Lenders release loan funds to title companies with instructions for disbursement after closing. They also must deal with disputes between parties when conflicting demands are made for the release of earnest money. When all requirements have been met under the contract, the parties are ready to close. Because the closing date in the contract is an on or before date, the closing can be scheduled when all parties are ready and the loan is ready to be funded. The closing might be done with all parties at the same time. Some agents prefer to schedule separate closings for the seller and the buyer. Regardless, agents should attend the closing and be prepared to answer questions raised by clients. Under RESPA rules, residential closings must be performed using the standard closing disclosure form. In general, a title policy will not cover problems with title that occur after the date of the policy. It will also not protect the buyer from problems that the purchaser creates or from problems unrelated to the purchaser's or the lender's property interests. The policy also will not cover any special exceptions, such as a public utility easement added by the title company during the title examination process. The company must make the purchaser aware of each exception and describe it using common language so that the purchaser can easily locate the reason for the exception in public records. In addition, a title policy generally will not cover the following promulgated exceptions found in all Texas policies. The Texas Department of Insurance promulgates these exceptions. restrictive covenants limiting how the property may be used. Schedule B lists these restrictions. Certain taxes and assessments. The title company ensures that all property taxes and assessments are paid for the most current year available. However, certain tax exemptions claimed by previous owners could result in more taxes being assessed against the property in the future. The lender may ask that its mortgagee policy delete the exception for subsequent taxes and assessments by any taxing authority for prior years due to change in land usage or ownership. In such cases, the title company may require that the taxes be calculated and paid. The issue here is the possibility of there being rollback fees or other assessments that might become due because of the sale of the property. Utility easements created by the dedication deed or plat for the subdivision in which the property is located. Liens created as part of the financing described in paragraph 3 of the contract. That is, the policy does not cover the penalties of the buyer's failure to pay for the property. Reservations or exceptions otherwise permitted by this contract, or as may be approved by the buyer in writing. For example, a reservation of all or part of the minerals by the seller. The standard printed exception as to marital rights. This would relate to homestead, community property, or survivorship rights of any spouse of any insured. The standard printed exception as to waters, tidelands, beaches, streams, and related matters. This exception addresses a number of issues, including the rights of government entities and others to access land from the mean low tide line to the vegetation line, and issues relating to the construction of bulkheads and other improvements on waterfront properties. The standard printed exception as to discrepancies, conflicts, shortages in area or boundary lines, encroachments or protrusions, or overlapping improvements. Buyer may have the exception amended to read shortages in area. The buyer may well want to have the exception removed. The removal of an exception is done by modifying the standard policy with an endorsement. This can be done if the title company is provided with a satisfactory survey of the property and the payment of a fee for the endorsement. The fee may be paid by the buyer or seller. The exception or exclusion regarding minerals approved by the Texas Department of Insurance. When the buyer or agent discusses financing with the mortgage broker, the broker may stipulate that the lender does not require a survey. While that may be true, the lender in many cases requires an endorsement to the title policy removing any exception to areas and boundaries. If such an endorsement is required, it will trigger a requirement for an acceptable existing or new survey. Be sure to determine lender requirements early to avoid a last-minute closing delay for want of a survey. Schedule A. A is for all. Shown on Schedule A, all items that the title insurer is proposing to cover in the policy. The buyer's, owner's policy. The sales price, owner's policy. The lender, mortgagee's policy. The loan amount, mortgagee's policy. The interest to be insured, who is currently in title. And the property proposed to be insured. Schedule B. B is for but. Shown on Schedule B, the buts, meaning the title insurer is proposing to cover all but. These are the exceptions to title. All matters shown on Schedule B of the commitment are matters that will carry over and be shown on Schedule B of the policy unless somehow removed prior to closing. Examples of exceptions: any facts, rights, interests, or claims that are not shown in the public records, but that could be ascertained by an inspection of the land or by making inquiry of the persons in possession of the land. Any encroachments, easements, measurements, variations in area or content, party walls, or other facts which a correct survey of the premises would show. Roadways, streams, or easements, if any, not shown by the public records, riparian rights, and the title to any filled-in lands. Unpatented mining claims, water rights, and claims or title to water. Possible additional tax assessment by reason of new construction or improvements pursuant to the provisions of the Acts of Assembly relating thereto, not yet due and payable. Further exceptions will be noted on the title commitment. Schedule B. The exclusions section discloses the exclusions that the title company will not cover. Examples of exclusions: any law, ordinance, or governmental regulation relating to the use of the property, any governmental police power, unless recorded, rights of eminent domain, unless recorded, defects, liens, encumbrances, adverse claims, or other matters agreed to by the buyer, claims arising from bankruptcy or other creditors' rights or laws. Schedule C, C is for clear. Shown on Schedule C, the matters to be cleared prior to closing. Any matter set out in Schedule C of the commitment will become a Schedule B matter on the policy unless cleared prior to closing. Schedule C lists what things must be done before escrow can close and title insurance will be issued. If a requirement cannot be met, close of escrow may be prevented or delayed. Talk to the escrow officer about fulfilling any unusual requirements as soon as possible to avoid a delay in the close of escrow. Examples of requirements that must be cleared prior to closing: payment of taxes, recording a release, reconveyance of the deed currently encumbering the property, recording the new deed, recording the documents securing the new loan. Schedule C. Other requirements may include approval by the trustee in bankruptcy, recording a disclaimer deed from a spouse, recording a court order evidencing the authority for one person to act on another's behalf, copy of a trust, corporation, or LLC paperwork, releases of various other types of liens, proof of identity. Schedule D, D is for disclosure. For regulatory purposes, Schedule D discloses the names of the underwriters, title insurance agents, owners, and officers of the title company. Also disclosed on Schedule D of the title commitment is the estimated title premium and to whom the premium is to be paid.